Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO, 1570 AM, The Light, 6-7-2011, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Great news thus far. I hope everyone enjoyed their weekend. I know yesterday we were not live on the air, but I did have a great, great replay for you guys, the segment of Entrepreneur Talk. Mike Howell with the Pet Garage, very positive, very uplifting entrepreneur with a lot of skin in the game, great business that contributes throughout the community. But be sure you check them out at www.thepetgarage.com. You won't be disappointed. I think that they are definitely a team you would like to definitely reach out to. I just have to say, everyone, that I think I'm getting spoiled out here in San Diego. I mean, it is just absolutely beautiful. As you guys know, I've just been out and about from city to city, community to community here with the Build, Grow, and Enjoy team, just reaching out to everyone, going and doing speaking engagements as I'm requested. So I'm absolutely busy here. But like I said, I think I'm getting spoiled because I am trying to find some R&R time. As you guys know, I'm a workaholic, but I'm trying to get that work-life balance. I'm on this mission. But what a weekend I had at the beach, Atlanta, and everyone listening worldwide. I mean, Atlanta, if we had a beach, that it would be a wrap, especially a beach like here in San Diego. I mean, everyone was out, from couples, family, great music, food. I mean, it was just absolutely, absolutely beautiful. I mean, it was so beautiful that I went and bought me a bikini and suntan lotion.
Boy.
And before you know it, I was sitting there laid out on the sand, that's me, chocolate and all, with sun all oiled up, tanning on the sand. You guys should have seen, like, this like, everyone's reaction. I mean, people are looking at me like, okay, what is going on with this girl? Hey, I am living life, okay? I work hard. I'm on a mission. And I just felt like just laying out. But it was absolutely good times. It was just so awesome just to see the community just so positive and uplifted and just encouraged to keep, you know, moving forward in such hard times that everyone is having. So, you know, everyone's just making the best of it and just knowing that the storm will not last forever. And that is why the timing couldn't be better, because today and going forward, just to let all your listeners know, the first Tuesday of every month, I will be having Pamela Wardoff with the Preparation Room. She's back, and like mentioned, she will be here every first Tuesday of the month due to high demand to encourage you all. We'll have some, people coming on the air to share real-life stories. You guys can call in and tell your story. So it is just absolutely an honor to have such a powerful woman on the air, not just Pamela, but the ladies that, you know, share this vision with her, pulling together as a community to embrace one another through these financial storms that has changed so many people's lives for the worse. So welcome, Pam. I love you. I am so excited to have you in the air and have you a part of the Build, Grow, and Enjoy movement.
Yes, yes. It's just an honor to be here. And God is so good. He is so good. I just bless him at all times. I bless him at all times. And I know this is truly an ordained moment and an ordained time that God has in the work, and it's part of his plan. You know, I just give him glory, and it's just an honor to be able to go across the internet to just be, you know, just be a blessing to someone as he blessed me. So I'm ready to go forth, and I'm ready to step on the enemy's feet and his head, his neck, and I just want you listeners to tell that enemy that I'm looking for him. I'm after him. And how I could get him is to spread his word that he is the defeated, and he is under our foot, and we are going to win this battle for God.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I mean, prayer is first in all that we do. So everyone, you know, Pamela's here with the other, you know, with the other ladies that were part of the preparation room. Lines are open, 347-215-8709. As always, we are in live chat, BillGrimmAndJoy.com. So, Pam, you know, you were on the air before. For those that, you know, weren't able to, you know who you are and the purpose of the preparation room, can you go ahead and just let them know about that? Let's start with that.
Okay. It started about 2 years ago, about 5 o'clock in the morning. God had me getting up and early in the morning, and I just start wondering why I couldn't sleep. So, you know, the Holy Spirit came upon me, you know, God is talking to you. And I started praying and listening to God. And one of the things that he said to me that he wanted more worship. He said, I want more worship. Tell my people that I want more worship. And I just kind of start telling some people that, and it was like, well, you know, okay, well, we'll do more worship. And then he started getting on me more about worship, and I started hearing scripture about worship and the word about worship and how important it is to worship God. And I started worshiping God. And as I started worshiping God, he led me to a church, and I went to the church, and we started worshiping God together. And then he said, no, I want you to go forth in worship. He said, I want you to start a ministry where we just worship God at. So I started a ministry in my house at the time. I wasn't working. And right now, I'm still not, but I am working for God. I am employed for God. God supply all my needs. And I started doing it at my home, and as I started worshiping God at my home, all kind of miracles and signs and wonders. He paid off my house. He, you know, just blessed me with $22,000 to get the roof and all kind of other stuff to get fixed in the house for this time for worship. So as I started worshiping God, he started just you know, delivering me and ordaining me to do more things as I worship God. And as I started worshiping God, he also gave it a name. He said it has to have a name. And the name that he gave it was the preparation room. It's just, you know, where we come in and we just sing praises and worship God and speak into people's lives and laying hand on the sick. And as we're doing that, people are being delivered. Seeing what it means, you know, in the preparation room for us worshiping God. It's preparing the way for the Lord. It's getting people prepared that the time is near, that we got to go forth and we got to be ready for these times, these hard times and these tribulations. And how we do that is worshiping God and being obedient to his word and hearing him and preparing the way for other people and sharing what we're going through for other people to know that you're not the only one that's going through. We're going through it too and how we got through it. So it's just on and on and on. And that's one of the ways that I started the preparation room. And then I had some more young ladies that came a part of it. And they believed in this vision and they believed what was happening, and God put them through the same thing that he put me through, and they went forth, and God is preparing them, and they're out on a mission to prepare the way for the Lord, too. So then I met you, Kalithia, and then you heard the vision, and you felt the vision, and you went forth and praying and praising and worshiping God through everything that we're going through, and now God has us together as one to prepare the way for the Lord in the preparation room. Now we have listeners, and we hope that you could share this vision and the feeling that I'm having and the anointing that's upon me that will go upon you listeners as you listen to get prepared. Get prepared to go forth for the glory of God. And one of the ways that we got to get prepared is through prayers and through worship. And the Bible says if we worship God, he will pierce the hands of the enemy. Our Heavenly Father that's in heaven, not just your God, but our Heavenly Father that's up in heaven. So that's how we went forth in the preparation room, and it's all about going forth, preparing the way for the Lord. And one of the most important things that's starting us to prepare the way for the Lord is to repent. Each day of our life, to repent, to get into that word, and let the Holy Spirit just fill himself upon you and go forth and know there is a Heavenly Father, and he is our God, and he is real, and he lived today, and we go forth to praying for each other, repenting, and forgiving each other, and just prepare for his kingdom to come.
Well, it's definitely, definitely an honor to be a part of it, and know that, you know, me and, you know, the Bill Burning Joy can help, you know, with the moving forward of the preparation room. As you know, Pam, I'm an extremely spiritual person myself. That's my foundation. You know, I come from that Pentecostal background, so you already know. So I'm just excited to just have, you know, you guys on the air, and you know, you are a spiritual coach to me. From the day I met you, we just connected. So it's absolutely an honor. I think we got a caller in. Caller. We got a caller. Take the caller. Hello.
Hi, Calithia.
Hi.
How you doing? This is Annette Everett. Hey, Pam.
Hi, Annette.
Hey, Annette.
Hey, you know I couldn't go and let you go like this. You know I got to be in on it.
So where are you? Would you let the listeners know where are you at now?
I must let you know that that since I've been up under that preparation room, it's like I've been prepared and I'm on my way. I'm in a new state now. I'm in the state of Virginia.
Wow.
So I'm no longer there in the ATL. Yes. So since I've, you know, been under Pam for years, I just see and just want to share this with people that God is preparing us, even if he have to put us under certain people. It's like he's building us up faster. And if we have this zeal to learn and this desire to just go after him like that, and he's like preparing us. And I'm just honored, you know, to have been under Pam for those years. And now I'm out on a mission. I just felt like I've been baptized and sitting on out there all my own. So I'm like her too. I'm out for that enemy too. I really am.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that information with y'all, and it is so true what she said, that we have to praise and worship God. And I have seen, since I've been under Pam, I have seen the things that she has gone through, and I've seen what God has done for her in her life. I am a living testimony. Everything that she say, I have seen her get blessed and more blessed. And he has blessed me. He has blessed me, and he has restored. And like he said, he was going to restore. So now here I'm on new ground. And I just go around and just share my testimony with people, what I went through. It wasn't just for me. It was just for the others. And God has been putting people in my path. And I just sit down and just share some of the things that I have gone to, not to be ashamed, but to share with them and give them hope and just keep telling them to believe in God, trust in God. You know, you got to know more about God. It's just awesome.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. I am so happy for you, Annette, and just congratulations on your new beginning. Yeah, definitely. Pam is a very powerful woman. I mean, I can be having a bad, bad day, and Pam know I get a lot of those with all that's going on. But the minute I hear her, I just start laughing because all she does is laugh at me. And it just keeps me going. So I can totally agree with that, and I am just so happy for you.
Yes. Well, Annette, I'm just so happy that the fear. See, our whole problem is the fear. You know, the fear. When we give our life to God, we just have to be careful when we give our life to God, because you know what? You don't want him to take it back. And when we give our life to God, it shouldn't be any fear. Fear is of the devil. It's not of God. And it's good to be saved. It's a great thing to be saved. And it's a great thing to just live righteous and to know that God have our back no matter what. You know, I remember when I first met Annette, it was a lot of fear that was upon her. And everything was really new to her and really new to me. But we let the fear go, and we let the God come forth. And everything that we went through, it was just to make us stronger in the Word of God and to go forth. And we're still fighting. We're still going through each day because, I mean, I just lost a loved one and just came home, you know, just came home from Connecticut from burying my sister. And my son-in-law, he's going through a healing and a lot of stuff that I'm still praying for. And I want you listeners to please pray for me, too. You know, as I pray for you, please keep me and my family in the preparation room in prayer about certain things. But there's no fear because I know there is a God. And I know God loves me. And whatever happens, you know, God is there in the midst of it all, through it all. So, you know, I just praise God for, like I said, for everything that's going on in my life. And I just thank God for even you, Annette, and the other people that's been in my life that, you know, that I know that this life is not mine. It's for you, Kalitha. It's for you listeners. It's for everybody else, but it's not for me. And your life is not for you. It's for me and the listeners, too. So when we submit ourselves to God and ask God, God, I'm just tired. I give you my life. And you really mean it. God will take control of your life, and it might not be pleasing to you the way the things that he does in your life, but it will be for his glory. So I just thank God for the change that you have made, Annette, and you just be strong in Virginia, and you just continue to share the word and everything that you learned from the preparation room continue to grow, because the preparation room will be from now and forevermore. I decree that in it itself. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to speak a little more with Pamela about the preparation room. Congratulations, Annette.
Come take a ride with Kalitha Jenkins through the eyes of a new America. Build, grow, and enjoy starting on November 1st, 2010 at 3 p.m. on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. She will enlighten you on financial literacy in these difficult economic times and new beginnings. Always remember, someone is sitting in the shade today because of the one who planted a tree a long time ago. Build, grow, and enjoy.
We are back. That was a different promo. Well, we are back, everyone, with Pamela Warhol with the preparation room. Line is open 347-215-8709. As always, we're in live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com, so definitely come and join in with the movement. Now, Pamela, the preparation room also meets weekly on Fridays. Could you just tell the listening audience about times and where you guys meet?
Okay, well, we meet in Fairburn, Georgia, at my home, and we meet every Friday at 8:30, and it's supposed to last until 10:30, you know, because we give people the chance to go ahead and do whatever that you have to do and, you know, just come on in and worship God. God said that we should prepare a time to come together, you know, and worship him, you know, even more than on a Sunday, you know, so to get, you know, encourage people to stay involved in their church home, and it gives people time to even go to their Friday night service, because I'm a member of World Changes, Pastor Creflo Dollar, Cassie and Creflo Dollar, so give us a chance to go to my Bible study on Friday, and I live close closer to World Changers International Church and come home and still come and worship him in, even more. And, again, the way that we do our worship is no limit. It's just we come in and we just honor God with that day and that time and that minute and just thanking him for, you know, the busy part of the week that we've been through and all the trials and tribulations that we've been through from Monday through Friday, you know, with our job, with our kids, and all the stuff that the enemy tried to attack us with. And we just thank God that we made it through, you know, through our children and, you know, our husbands and our mates, our friends and our family, and we just let it all go. And how we let it go is we, with music, you know. The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So I love music, and he ordained me for this time to just worship him. I remember it started back in, I guess, in 2001 when my husband died. And that was the lowest time of my life, and I was a young mother and had kids at a young age. As a teenager, I was a teenage mom and had to get married and raise three children, and me and my husband had to take it on because I didn't want no one else to raise my children. And we, you know, we just did what we had to do to raise our kids and stayed together for 33 years. And he passed on, his time was up, and he passed on in 2002. And I just didn't know anything. And still being a young adult, as my husband died, the kids had just got grown and moved out the house. And, you know, it was just me and him, and we fell in love with each other all over again. And his time was up. His purpose was done on this earth, and God brought him home. And at my lowest time of my life was then. I didn't know what to do after that day. And just to see somebody just so close to me that's been in my life all those years of my life, that's gone, and we became one, I didn't know what to do. So it was hurting so bad. And as I was just, you know, grieving and moaning, the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I didn't understand what it was, but he filled himself upon me, and that's when the beginning started with worship. And he said, at the funeral, I was sitting in the pew. I was right in front of his casket. He said, get up and worship God. He said, through your hardest time, the Bible said, worship him. And I was ignoring the voice, and it just was like fire up in my bones, and nothing could hold me back. And I just stood up, and I started worshiping God through it all, and I stood in front of his casket instead of really just, you know, just, I didn't know what to do. It was hurting so bad, and all I could do was just worship God. And I said, God, I worship you. And he took upon me, he said, well, will you turn around to the people in the pew and let them see that you're worshiping me? And I turned around in the pew, and my sister didn't understand what I was doing. She was like, what are you doing? You know, and I know a lot of other people didn't understand. I didn't understand, but I was obedient to God. And I worshiped him through that hard time. And then as I talk about it now, my heart, my soul, just worship God. You know, even through my sister's funeral, Saturday, I worshiped God. You know, he said, through my hardest time, he said, worship me. And that's when the worship began. And that's when the beginning began about worshiping God. And in my soul, just worship him. And he wanted to
come
together and worship him.
Definitely.
And that's where I'm at now, just worshiping God. And that's where it all started, right there.
What a story, Pam. I mean, I know you can just, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I'm excited. And I want to let you know you got the phone line lit up. So we're going to take another caller because we have about 5 more minutes, and I definitely know they want to get in and talk to you. So let's see. Caller 203, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, how are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Well, I know that voice.
Awesome. You have a question for Pam or like to say something over the air?
I surely would. I just want to give honor to God, first of all. I am Pam's sister. I'm calling from Connecticut. And I'm just asking that everyone pray for my family and also for my sister Pam. Give her the strength that she needs. And, you know, just pray for her because we all need strength right about now because my sister that passed away, she was the oldest one. And she was like a mother to us. And she helped raise us, and she was the one that brought us up in Connecticut. And she's going to be very missed. She had one son, and he's down there in Georgia with Pam also, but he's just in a different part. But at this particular time in our life, we all know how to pray. But prayer works. Yes. And the more people pray, the better it is. So I just ask for everybody to pray for my family and help us to stay strong. And a family that pray together, stay together.
Amen.
United you stand, divided you fall. And we will not fall.
Amen.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Caller 551, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am good. Great to have you on the air today. Did you have a question with for Pam, myself, or did you want to say something over the air?
No, I didn't have a question. I just know that God is just working some miracles lately. I am the sister of Pam's son-in-law.
Oh,
my name is Tabitha.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just wanted to call in because she's an awesome lady, and she's I'm just really like seeing I'm just truly seeing the goodness of God and just how wonderful and powerful and awesome His miracles are and just truly have been lately. Because any step for us as a family, and as she said, you know, not even just my brother, her sister, you know, because we're all a family.
Yeah.
And just anything that's, you know, going on now, it's really strengthening the family unit.
Yes.
And I know that's God working behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, great to have you.
I love you, Mimi.
I love you too, Tabitha. Tabitha is here with us at this time, and we need to lift Tabitha up. She's from New Jersey, and I thank God that you called on the line, Tabitha. We're going through a faith belief of complete healing of my son-in-law, George Brown, and I want y'all to lift him up in prayer. And he had some serious surgery, a vessel bust in his brain, but he's healing completely. He's talking, he's moving, he's kicking, he's doing everything he needs to do. But we need you to keep praying for us. And I know it's just an attack on me because I'm going forth. You know, I'm going forth, and I want you to go forth with me because we all need each other at this time.
Oh, boy, it's given us 90 seconds over the air. We are definitely going to have to conclude this, and we have another caller on the line, but it's just great to have you guys on the air, and gosh, I just wish we had a little more time, but I send all my condolences out to you and your family, Pam, and, you know, you guys are definitely, I can see, a strong, well-knit family, and it's just appreciative to have you on the air today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, everyone. That concludes our show. We are out of time. That's what happens when great things are happening. So tune in tomorrow, BillGrownAndJoy.com. You can come on the air. Pam should be. You can email her directly on BillGrownAndJoy.com. But just come on. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be here same place, same time. I'll have Hotech from the Huffer University to be on the air. So everyone, just kick back, relax. You can tune into the show, email Pam, and just enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.